What's up, Mom?
Raja, what's up?
How you doing, girl?
I'm not bad. I can't complain.
Okay. I can't complain either.
I don't know what kind of weather we have, and it's supposed to be April showers bring May flowers, but
some people getting showers, some people getting pelted with the
hail.
The hail. I love saying that word.
I know you do.
Oh hail.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, the weather is wild. It's warm, hot, and cold. I wore a dress and a sweater. I don't, you know, sneakers, getting down to it, whatever.
I'm wearing long sleeves today, so hey. But it's a bright color. Yellow.
Yeah, got my pink.
That sounds like a lemonade.
That is the best lemonade. A raspberry, a strawberry lemonade, blueberry. Hey. But I have been drinking grapefruit juice. Oh, I love a grapefruit.
Like ruby red?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like the plain. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
And for y'all mixed drink people, y'all like to add a splash of that in your gin or your vodka. I understand it.
A vodka cranberry.
Mm-hmm. I'm Angela the mom.
I'm Raja the daughter. And this is Talking Brown Sugar. Support Talking Brown Sugar by connecting with us online.
Facebook and Instagram.
At Talking Brown Sugar.
Email.
TalkingBrown.Sugar@gmail.com.
YouTube.
Yes, at Talking Brown Sugar. Enjoy Talking Brown Sugar on the go by finding us on your preferred podcasting app. They say big bat bitch get to the bat.
They say big bat bitch you want a snack.
Well, this big bat bitch she got the stack. So
put big bat bitch clothes on the rack.
Ooh, on the rackaroni. Move and shake it for me. Ooh, we shaking and quaking. The brands are phony. Ooh, the brands are phony. Ooh, they need a Tony. They need an Emmy, Oscar, Grammy, cause the shit baloney. The way they be faking, like they're making all the sizes. Ooh. If you ain't got at least a 4X, you ain't trying.
So ooh. Give us this, baby.
Oh, so give us a God. Give it to us, baby. Give it to us when we step on the spot. Ooh. Baba.
Baba. Baba. Baba. Baba. Baba. Baba.
Set up plus sizes. Set up plus sizes. Set up plus sizes.
I'm tired of waiting on the mail.
That was Plus Size Freestyle by Samara. A great critique on plus size fashion and the ups and downs of finding real cute clothes in the actual stores and not having to go online to find them. And just, you know, the average woman's size is above a size 10. So why can't we find those sizes in the store? You know, we want more than florals. Cheetah print is okay. Let's do some other things. Get creative. Get out there. We are now in the Sugar Bowl. Also joined by some nature, mostly birds. So far we've heard crows. I'm not sure what those other birds are.
Red birds,
singing birds, cardinals, just outside enjoying themselves. So if they chirping, maybe buy some seeds or something for your local birds. Plant some flowers. But yeah, we're in some random thoughts, random things that have come across our mind, things that have happened. This stuff we've been thinking about. What you got, Mom?
Well, mine is talking about this. You know how you go in the store?
Mm-hmm.
And say you went January of this year.
Mm-hmm.
You pick a product and you come back home and you realize, I've been cheated about 3 ounces, but the bag says 18 or 16. I'm looking at 12 ounces in my hand.
Family size or new and improved design.
They have lied.
33% more.
It has shrunk. In the dollar store, we're not going to even go there on that because it's not dollar store no more. It's called hidden if you can catch it if you can. But we got to pay attention to this stuff. And I seen a lady went into Walmart and had been weighing her chicken and finding out the ounces is not adding up to the price that's on the tag.
Yeah, then there's a pending class action lawsuit against Walmart and the scales of their produce or any items that have to be weighed at the register.
So we have to be mindful. Sometimes we get in a little rush. I do. But now I'm really paying attention to what that scale says. And as I'm ringing it up and bringing it back home and looking at my receipt, And check your receipts, because something is just not adding up.
Yes, the cost per unit.
Yep.
And you were talking about don't... You said something else, too, about not calling you last minute.
Don't you do that no more. You know, family, friends, folk, church members, sisters, clubs. Is this clubs. A PSA? Not really.
Oh, okay.
This is how I feel.
Oh, okay.
You know, people say, oh, they see you in the street. They say, I was going to call you. You see that? They was calling me in the street. Don't just wait. Think of me anytime.
Not the streets are calling you.
The streets be calling, girl.
I don't know if you're going to pick that one up. They sound rushed.
They might get hit. But anyway, be mindful when you're thinking about people. Call them up. Don't just wait to the last minute when you need something in despair or emergency.
I just called to say I love you.
That, baby.
I just called to say what up. I was thinking about streaming. I've been trying to catch up on shows that I've been meaning to watch on my watch list. You know, there's so much stuff to watch now with streaming. I would be okay with streaming ads if there weren't the same 4 ads in rotation. Why am I listening to the don't let me go, don't let me go? You know what I'm talking about, the commercial yeah. with the photos and the space and the like, dog at the end.
Really?
Ooh. If there were different commercials, I wouldn't mind. But, of course, that's the way it's set up so that you pay more so you don't have ads. And at this point, with the prices, you might as well just start getting cable again.
And what's up with this here? Which one would you like to see? Hey, you choose to look. This is your infomercial.
Yeah, I don't want to see any. I don't want to see any of the options you have.
And I'm not gonna control it. So you think you know what you want to send me?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're gonna put a QR code down there and say, "You choose."
Yeah, the tracking of your data.
You choose, doggone it.
And behaviors. Also, I was listening to, you know, it's a popular TikTok song with Duranis, "Act Like You Know." Cook, you know, and then they're calling each other to, you know, just praise and worship. Act like you know, and that's a good reminder to act like you know.
Act like you know.
Act like you know you got positivity coming in. You have good things coming away. Act like you know you have good intentions. Act like you know things are going to work out.
And receive that blessing and say, I receive that blessing.
Act like you know.
Act like you know.
I'm wondering.
Act like you know.
I'm wondering.
Act like you know.
Act like you know. Act like you know.
Sugar Cubes, aka the news. We're going to put a little sugar in your cup, baby.
Mm-hmm. The first story up, talks for a plastic pollution treaty are stalling. Could the U.S. be doing more? It's from NPR. But a lot of stories have been coming out about the global move for a cleaner environment for the sake of climate change and just, you know, the amount of trash we ship around the world. So negotiators from about 175 countries have been sparring for more than a year over a treaty to clean up plastic pollution that's choking rivers and piling up in landfills. As a critical new round of deliberations starts this week in Canada, the talks are floundering. Sometimes some scientists and civil society groups say the United States bears a lot of the blame. Almost every piece of plastic is made from fossil fuels, or major oil and gas producers like Russia and Saudi Arabia have also been widely criticized for throwing up roadblocks in the negotiations. However, scientists and environmentalists following the talks say the U.S. exerts outsized influence on the process. The country is the top producer of oil and gas globally and is the world's biggest economy, which has historically given the U.S. a huge sway in environmental negotiations. So far, American negotiators have been unwilling to push for measures in the treaty that would drive big cuts in plastic waste. Some of the critics are saying the U.S. government representatives have put their weight behind policies around recycling and waste management that have favored the country's giant fossil fuel and petrochemical industries. Researchers say those actions on their own won't drastically reduce plastic pollution.
You know what? People got to pay attention. You know, we come home and take out recyclables and throw them in our recyclable. They get shipped somewhere, sent somewhere, mailed somewhere in another country or right here in the United States. And it is really messing our water up.
Yeah. Like we talked about in the previous episode, like the forever chemicals that are in our water and just like the environmental justice about who's impacted by that most. So even when we look at our local communities, our black and brown communities are impacted, low income communities. And then when we think from a global perspective, what our impact as the U.S. is on other countries, like you said, when we ship out plastics, but also being major producers of those plastics and what we're putting back into the environment, is something to be mindful of this coming year, towards the end of the year, November. But also just in realizing that sometimes what we do as individuals might not add up to much if, like you said, the plastic is just being tossed in a landfill. So it's like, what can we do? Who can we connect with to have a better environment for the future?
And that is what it's about, the future.
Halle Bailey opened up about severe postpartum depression after welcoming son Halo. Said she was trying not to drown. So everybody remembers Halle Bailey. She went viral basically because, you know, she chose to go through her pregnancy in privacy, doing her best to wear outfits that kind of hid her bump. But also when she had her baby, she, I don't think, has released any photos of the baby's face. So her and her partner, DDG, are very public as far as like on Snapchat and stuff, recording their lives and doing vlogs and things. You know, Halle and her sister Chloe, you know, they do tea times and things. But she went through her pregnancy in privacy because, you know, being a celebrity, there's a lot of vulnerability that you necessarily don't have control over. And then you want to protect your kids and their safety. So I can't imagine, you know, then dealing with postpartum depression on top of all of that. And it makes her decision even much more clear to do it in privacy.
And protect her how she feels.
Right. And we think about what we talked about previously about black maternal health in this country.
It's serious.
Yeah. But yeah, she shared earlier this month that she struggled with a condition. She began by saying she was triggered by some of the comments she saw on social media about her family. She said after sharing how in love she was with her perfect son, Halo, Bailey went on to talk about her postpartum journey since becoming a new mom. She said, I have severe postpartum depression, and I don't know if any other moms can relate, but it's to the point where it's really bad, and it's hard for me to be separated from my baby more than 30 minutes at a time before I kind of start to freak out. So yeah, you see a lot of photos and videos of her, you know, traveling on vacation, just spending family time. Baby's always in the picture. I have not had kids. But I have experienced depression. I know when you have children or just from experiencing a cycle, medicine is just now learning a lot about the triggers. Female anatomy and hormones and how even having a period can be similar to some kind of psychosis depending on how your body reacts to going through that process time and time again. So it starts to, now we're starting to get a clear picture of what people are going through even just when you have a cycle. So I can't imagine all the changes your body's going through when you're having a child. It's preparing for the delivery. So there's people who do come out a different person after having a kid. You know, I saw a quote about, you know, pieces of you or a part of you dies when you have a child because you're not going to be the same after you have that baby. Like you talk about the notches a woman gets in
her pelvis.
Or pelvis. Yeah, the birthing person gets in their pelvis after having a baby. So you can speak to that, Mom, too, about postpartum depression. I don't know if you had it at all.
I was blessed not to. Or I guess because I had 3 months with each child. My three kids. And some people, it happens at different times. I've talked to people. And I have witnessed people didn't even want to touch their baby or didn't want to let their babies go. You know, even if they had a trusted loved one who was going to take care of the baby. But I know you can feel your rib cage drop down like a couple hours after you have your baby. Mm-hmm. When you have it natural come out the vaginal way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people who have cesareans, they go through a lot too. You know, I never had that. But my heart goes out to any woman who is having a baby, because that could be your last time. Some people have strokes for life. Some people recover from it, and some people don't. And my heart always go out to a woman who's having a baby, because from the time of conception to the time you deliver this little person, you don't know what you might going through, bed rest. And everybody's journey is different. And I was so blessed. My journey was good. I worked the whole 9 months. And I had happy kids, you know. But as life changes with the body and the age of a woman, it can happen. The depression is real. And, you know, what they're doing now is people getting these afterbirth gifts, you know, giving gifts after the mommy has the baby for her. I think that's a nice little cheer up point for someone just to be recognizing you, that you made it, the baby made it, and everybody's doing good. You know, because there's so many levels of grieving afterwards. Not because of a death of a baby, this is part of what you do with yourself. How are you going to get sleep? You know, I was blessed to get sleep.
I think, like you said, have a community, having a plan in place beforehand and afterhand, and just, I think, more conversations about people who experience different things when they go through life has been beneficial. So that's one benefit of having social media and people being able to open up and tell their story, I think, is important. So that we can learn, maybe you aren't the first person or the only person going through this.
Mm-hmm.
And just the benefit of therapy, community, and really just more research, I guess, is needed to understand how different things are impacting people.
But, you know, some people say, oh, that's just natural, woman having a baby. Yes, that's true. But sometimes people need other people they can relate to on their situation. Even mine, even though I didn't go through that, I still have compassion for someone, and I'm willing to listen. I wouldn't just brush them off, because I've watched people brush people off. Oh, it's all in your head. You know, you haven't been pregnant for 9 months, and then afterwards you got to deal with this little person or whatever else goes with it, and the people around in your family or non-family members, or the doctor telling you something, or the pediatrician telling you something about your child, and then you come home, you got to deal with all that.
Yeah, it's one thing to read about it, another thing to go through it.
Yeah.
Shifting gears a little bit, I'm really excited for the next Planet of the Apes movie to come out. I have not been keeping up with other movies that have been coming out. But some stuff that I've been watching has mostly been like TV series that I've been catching up on. Mm-hmm. So things that haven't been released recently. So far I did watch Spiderwick. So I may do something with that. I'll talk a little bit more about that. The series that came out this year with Joy Bryant was really good. But speaking of the Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which is coming out in May, the Planet of the Apes series, I think, is just a cool series, and I think this one brings everything full circle with the original story to now. We just saw an article highlighting Owen Teague. He went to ape school to play Noah in the Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. So Owen Teague is starring as Noah in the upcoming Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes film. They did a profile on him learning how to basically move and play like an ape. They're very expressive with the new haptics that they put on people, similar to how they did in the previous movies, similar to the Avatar, to get those real life movements of people and the CGI. So they had to go to ape school with the rest of the cast in order to learn how to walk and move like them. The facial expressions. It said the schools not only taught him how to move, but gave him insight on how apes act as a whole. It said they're very economical. You don't see them sit down and then shift around to get comfy. They plant themselves in the exact right place and stay there. They also are physically present. Humans are always kind of shifting our feet and doing stuff with their hands. T stars in the upcoming movie alongside Freya Allen, Cara Duran, Peter Macon, William H. Macy, and a lot of others in The Kingdom of the Planet Apes. So yeah, I think it's going to be epic. And I'm looking to see how, you know, Caesar's reign changes the whole...
Yeah.
Their whole species taking over the world.
And there's always a villain.
Oh, yeah. The villain was the humans. Now we're going to see their different kinds of ape people. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see how it's going to go now that they are full circle.
Me too.
Lastly, we did have to talk about... Quavo did respond to Chris Brown with a diss track, but he featured Takeoff. So he went for a diss track. He titled it Over Hoes and Bitches, which he released on his YouTube channel Monday night. And it featured cover art depicting Huncho choking out Chris Brown. He also enlisted his late nephew of the Migos, Takeoff, basically to rap some bars. It just...
That was eerie.
Yeah, I didn't really want to listen to it much when I found that out. But of course, Chris Brown reacted on Instagram. He said Google Raps, you know, that it's just poo. Basically saying it didn't deserve a response, so... Yeah, I think most of the internet too is saying that Quavo just
sit down,
maybe try again, or just take the L.
On this one,
yeah.
Let's take the L, bro. Let's take the L, bro.
He tried. Hi there. This is Roger coming back to thank you all of our listeners out there. And thank you all for liking our post across the web, and also interacting with the things you see us share. We have some things working on in the background, so we look forward to sharing those with you soon. Thank you for sharing this show with your family, your cousins, your coworkers. And yeah, just wanted to pop in to say thank you and see you again on the next episode. And we have up next our wellness check.
Wellness check. Let's talk about this good stuff. Something that we always need. Something that we always use. It's toilet tissue. We have to be real careful on the toilet tissue that we use. Things that we don't think of. We think of the cleanliness of our bodies. But we got to think about the products that we're using. A lot of the toilet tissues that are being made now have more chemicals than before. We might have thought of some of them, but now we have more formaldehyde on it because they want to make it whiter, softer, better, new and improved, stronger. So when you are purchasing your toilet tissue, even with the fragrances, be careful. Because some people, a lot of people, might fold up these toilet tissues and use it for other home remedies, monthly, wiping or holding or whatever. So, or... sanitary products. So, look for your chemical-free toilet tissue. I want everybody to stay healthy, and I want everyone to be safe. I care. Our main discussion. We're going to be going over some ingredients that we might have in our cabinets, our bathrooms, or conversations we had with our family members, grandmas, aunties, cousins, or co-workers.
Yeah, these are things that, you know, passed down from family to family member, you know, your grandma and them. You might not have a deep explanation about why it worked, but it just worked. So we found some researchers have actually compiled a list of some common home remedies that are actually backed by science. If you have some home remedies we don't mention on our list, feel free to let us know in the comments.
Or if you tried something and it works wonders for you for years. Yeah.
Yeah, turmeric for pain and inflammation. There are several studies that have found that turmeric's wow factor really has dealt with in people's arthritis pain. Even as an anti-inflammatory drug, studies have seen it's a backup pain relief you can compare it to ibuprofen.
Yeah, but do you look behind like mustard and looking at your pain medicine? Turmeric is in there. And sometimes we have heard of these things, but we forget to read them. I know I do sometimes.
Yeah, my favorite coffee creamer was a mushroom and turmeric coffee creamer. It was really good. And it did make you feel better, a little more limber after some kick from the coffee.
Make my back. Pop my back.
Let's see, I'm popping. Pop, lock, and drop it. Pop, lock, and drop it. Ah. Chili peppers for pain and soreness. You know, it's an active component of chili pepper that has been used in folklore medicine. Is now being more accepted outside of homeopathic. You can actually get a prescription of a patch that has a very high level of the active ingredient in chili peppers that you can put on for extra fancy feel. They say you can whip your coconut oil in a hand mixer so that it becomes light and fluffy with the cayenne pepper to make a cream for soreness.
Something spicy.
Yeah, so excuse me. Quick way to mix up some stuff in the kitchen that you can use while you moisturize and get rid of pain. Also, ginger for pain and nausea. I know this one is something I've heard since I was little. You know, if you have nausea, a little upset stomach, go ahead and get you a ginger ale. That's what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger ale and some lay down.
That's right.
To feel better. But everybody knows that if you have a cold, sore throat, even experiencing something like morning sickness or just general nausea, you can actually put some ginger in. Either you can chew it, you can make a tea, you can grate it and mix it into a drink you already have. But having that ginger acts as like a seltzer. It can turn into your drink into almost a seltzer. It has antioxidants that help with lowering anti-inflammatory conditions you may have, as well as breaking down what's causing you to have nausea.
Yeah, I like a little ginger. Get some ginger beer. Y'all mine.
They also talk about shiitake mushrooms. They have AHEC, or an active hexose. It's a correlated compound. And they've done a study in a petri dish where they use the AHCC, and it helps with inhibiting breast cancer cells. So even just adding that to your diet here and there, you know, chop shiitake mushrooms for one time, two times to help you boost your human immune system.
And we can always use that.
Yeah. This one is another common one, eucalyptus oil for pain relief. I've used that. It has a really strong smell. Good for clearing up your nasal passages as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have talked about if you can get some eucalyptus leaves in your shower, especially if you take hot showers, and it can steam your shower with the eucalyptus.
That could be relaxing.
Mm-hmm. So for a lot of essential oil fans, inhaling the eucalyptus oil isn't for everybody. So you have to be careful. It can trigger asthma attacks, and it's similar to Vicks vapor rub. So just be careful if you have asthma. Lavender for migraine and anxiety. A lot of people know that lavender notes and fragrances or just lavender notes and oil can help you go to sleep.
Just relax.
Lavender knocks me out. I don't know.
It works.
Every time I've had some lavender, something around my wrist or on a pillow, knocks me right out.
I used to spray when my kids were little. I would spray a little lavender in when they had like a rough day. And I put some jazz on. Trust. It affects me. I'm laying down.
They also said it helps with migraine attacks, headaches, anxiety, general feelings of distress. You can inhale lavender to help. You can also drink lavender tea or put it in like a little satchel that is like aerating the lavender. And then, you know, of course, as a essential oil, it can be combined with other plant oils for aromatherapy.
Nice.
Something my Sims really enjoyed. Then there's mint for muscle pain, not just a cute garnish in your mojito. But mint is very common, you know, does like gums, toothpaste, a lot of different things. But it's the wintergreen mint is what you want to look for as far as having that cool burn and numbing effect that takes place. That helps with joint and muscle pain. So they've done studies with fiber and found that it can help reduce spasms for people.
That's a good one.
So it's also good with people who have the IBS or irritable bowel syndrome. That can help with some of the conditions and feelings people experience with that. And then peppermint can help in condition with that. Just helping reduce inflammation in the colon.
That's why grandma would carry those peppermints in my pocketbook. You ask for some candy, you're going to get a peppermint.
And then the last one on our list, magnesium-rich foods are good for everything. If you're feeling fatigue, muscle pains, migraine attacks, having some additional magnesium-rich foods can help. More than half of the U.S. population does not get enough of the required amount of magnesium. So if you definitely feel like you're fatigued and having a lot of migraine attacks, it might be your diet that can use a boost in spinach, almonds, avocados, and even dark chocolate. Just to get some of that, or a supplement that your doctor, you know, healthcare professional recommends can help you with that deficiency. So that's why if you're not feeling great, get, you know, some blood work done if you can to check about what vitamin deficiencies and things you may have. Which I'm going to be doing soon.
Yeah, because sometimes we have metals in our bodies. This is so much going on in our bodies, we don't even know.
Yeah, so lots of plants as medicines. Like you said, check with your doctor about what you need and just see what you have around the house or get some.
We got some feedback coming from our Spotify, K&G Automotives and Tire. Let me tell you what they said from our fan base. The episode was good. Chris Brown came with it. And this is from episode 57.
Yes, if you want to leave comments about the show, things you heard, you can hit us up on Spotify for those spots where you can leave comments and you can vote in our polls. Let us know what you think of the show in real time. This has been another episode of Talking Brown Sugar.
I'm Angela the mom.
I'm Roger the daughter. We out.